Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served up fresh and hot every morning. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I've got a confession to make. I used to be scared of failure. Terrified, actually. Like, the mere thought of messing up would send me spiraling into a pit of self-doubt. We all know that feeling, right? That knot in your stomach when you're about to try something new and your inner critic starts whispering all those what-ifs. But here's the thing, failure is an inevitable part of life. You can avoid it, sure, but then you're also avoiding growth, learning, and ultimately, living a truly fulfilling life. So, what if I told you that we could actually transform our relationship with failure? What if instead of seeing it as a setback, we embraced it as an opportunity? That's what we're diving into today. 5 key takeaways to help you reframe your perspective and turn those epic fails into valuable stepping stones. Number 1. Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of it. Think about it, every single successful person out there has a laundry list of failures they've overcome. Thomas Edison, who famously said, "I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work," didn't stumble onto the light bulb on his first try. He learned from every experiment, every dead end, and eventually, he hit gold. You know that feeling when you're learning a new skill like playing an instrument or maybe even juggling? It's all about those fumbled attempts, those drop balls literally, and the constant practice. That's how we get better. So remember, every fail is just valuable data gathering on your journey to success. Number 2. Failure can be a powerful teacher. Ever felt like you learn more from a mistake than from a win? Me too. We tend to dwell on our successes, but it's those moments of stumbles and slip-ups that really force us to analyze what went wrong, what we can improve, and how to do better next time. So, instead of getting hung up on the failure itself, ask yourself, what valuable lessons can I take away from this experience? Number 3. Failure can actually build resilience. It's like training a muscle. The more you push through challenges, the stronger you become. Each time you bounce back from a setback, you develop that inner fortitude, that mental toughness that helps you face future obstacles with confidence. Now, here is something important to remember. Don't confuse failure with giving up. Number 4. Learn to differentiate between failure and quitting. Failure is an event, quitting is a choice. You could fail at something and still keep trying. You can learn from the experience and come back stronger. But when you quit, you essentially shut down that opportunity for growth and learning. So always remember, even if things don't go your way, keep pushing forward, keep learning, keep growing. And finally, number 5. Reframe your mindset. Instead of seeing failure as a negative label, try viewing it as a stepping stone on the path to success. Think of it as an invitation to learn, adapt, and ultimately become a better version of yourself. Ever tried out for something, like a sports team, or maybe even a school play? You know that feeling when you're auditioning, putting your heart and soul into it, and then you don't get the part. It can be crushing. I remember one time trying out for the lead in a high school musical. I was super nervous, sang my heart out, but didn't land the role. Initially, I was devastated. I felt like a complete failure. But then, something clicked. Instead of letting the disappointment define me, I decided to focus on the positive experience itself, the confidence I gained from stepping outside my comfort zone, and the valuable lessons I learned about stage presence and performance. And guess what? The next year, I landed the lead role in a different production. Turns out, that initial failure actually paved the way for success. So, remember, you are not defined by your failures. You are defined by how you respond to them. Embrace those missteps, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Because at the end of the day, it's not about avoiding failure altogether, it's about using it as fuel for growth and becoming the best version of yourself. Don't forget, you have the power to transform your relationship with failure. Start by recognizing those valuable lessons hidden within setbacks, build resilience through every challenge, and remember that each fail is simply an opportunity to learn and grow. Keep pushing forward, keep striving for greatness, and never stop believing in yourself. And hey, if you find this stuff helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little Stoic inspiration. Catch you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.